Something for the weekend. Good morning. It's Trina. It's giddy time. Damien Farrelly is in with news from the net. Morning, Damien.
Morning, Trina.
Where's my cup of tea?
There it is there.
Good man. What do you have for us today?
Tell you what I have. Giddy is right. I think I put too many sugars in your one. Michaela McCollum, one of the Peru two. She's doing the rounds promoting her new book, and it featured on the Lorraine. Lorraine! Hiddity! She was on with Lorraine.
Lorraine Kelly, who isn't a TV presenter. She is the persona of a TV presenter, so she can get away with not paying tax.
Yeah, she's too happy.
Yeah.
Lorraine! I love the world. All the time.
I know.
Every day. But she's hugely popular. She's great too. But she said she thought Peru was in Spain.
At the time, I mean, like, I thought £5,000 was a lot of money. And I know that £5,000 is not a lot of money. And yeah, I kind of thought it was easy money. I thought I was just doing something that was quite normal over there because drugs was quite a normal thing. But there, yeah, it just felt like a normal thing to do. Initially, I was going to Barcelona and then I went to Mallorca. So then Peru was mentioned and because I'd went to two different places in Spain, I thought it was like...
Jeez.
And now I look back, I'm like, how stupid. Like, who doesn't know where Peru was? Like, obviously, at that time, I had no idea. And now that I look back, I'm like, how could you not know? Never really thought of actually getting arrested and going to prison, what that would do to me and my family. Or I just never thought about any of that.
Michaela McCollum thought Peru was in Spain. Right.
Yeah, it's a bit, I always slag my Dublin wife, right? Always. Because when you mention a county outside of Dublin, it's like, oh, Leona, where's Louth? Oh, that's over near Galway, isn't it? And you're going,
she does
no,
not.
I swear to God.
She does not.
Yes. Leona, where's Uachtaráid? Donegal.
She does.
She gets Galway and Donegal confused. Must be the Gal in it. I don't know what it is.
Okay, so Michaela McCall, her excuse then for smuggling the drugs was
when I go home. Yeah, she thought Peru was in Spain and smuggling narcotics was kind of normal.
It was grand, okay.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I got sent in a copy of her book yesterday.
Well,
I'm dying to read it.
Okay, so that's your little book for now for the next...
And she may even be on the show in the coming weeks.
Really?
Well,
come here. Let me turn the tables. What's the first question I'd ask her? What would you ask her?
Come on now, love. Did you really think you were going to get away with this?
No, I'd say, come here now, love. Did you really think Peru was in Spain?
Come off it. We're not Egypts. Lorraine Kelly might believe you, but I don't.
Yeah, unreal, isn't it? She was promised £5,000 for smuggling the drugs, but even saying, well, okay, I'll do that for £5,000. You wouldn't do it. Why did you do it?
£5,000's not much, is it?
Do you know what I mean? I know it was easy money or whatever, but she was in jail for 3 years, almost 3 years, behind bars in Peru. She was sleeping in a concrete bed, so she's doing the rounds. And I don't know, is it that she's expecting everybody to feel sorry for her? Now, in fairness, she's turned her life around. She's had a kid. She looks
absolutely...
She's got
twins, in fact.
Did she?
Yeah,
she looks absolutely stunning, like a model. So she's flying. She's doing well out of it now.
Well, I think that it's made her money, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
So crime does pay.
So, well, that's the lesson from the whole lot of it, I think.
Don't commit any crimes if you're listening at home.
And don't be mixing up Peru with Spain. Not good.
Thanks, Damien. It's Something for the Weekend on Classic Hits.